being... I know that sounds twisted, but I really like new meat. It was great to hear Vin sitting in here for the last couple hours. And in addition to his own program, and it was very serious what I said when I was on with Ben and Vince and Bob, is that we all tend to get old, stale, wrapped up in the form and the manner that we broadcast. And it's just, it's great to hear a new voice, here at Republic Broadcasting Network. So, great job. It was a great, excellent 2 hours of programming. Anyway, good evening and welcome to a Tuesday evening installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I am on the mend, baby, doing a lot better than I've been doing for some time, and I'm not unhappy about it. Feels good. And getting my voice back and getting my strength back, I decided last night I'd had enough. All these natural remedies, all this various different cold medicines, cough medicines, natural stuff, no matter what I try, it just doesn't cut the mustard. So I'm sitting down there last night watching a movie. It's one of the few modern-day holiday movies that's been made in God knows how many years. It happens to be called Holiday, that I thoroughly enjoy, and I watch it every year, and I just get pure enjoyment out of it, and I made a decision that I'd had enough of this junk, and popped myself a bottle of some French brandy. I don't mean that stuff you stick in your back pocket when you're going on a camping or a fishing trip, just in case it gets chilly. None of that blackberry brandy and peach stuff for me. I want the real good stuff. I'm going to tell you what, within minutes, I began to feel the difference. So that's what I'm doing, and sticking to it, and probably do it for one more night just to make sure. You know how that goes. We are going to cover some interesting ground tonight. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with market reports. You've been inundated with that for the last few hours. However, I'm going to do one of those rare issues where we will discuss economics tonight, but not in the format that you may think or be accustomed to. I don't know, it's all Greek to me, folks. And I love Renee Olstead, so let's listen to her for a while, and we'll be back. Stay with us, won't you?
Yeah, I intend to have him. I'll just ask him if you is or if you ain't my baby.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Baby, I could be digging on Billie Holiday. This is the time of the year that you know, everybody's pulling out Johnny Mathis and John Denver. Hey, let's get all that good, fine Christmas music out. No, man, I pull out Oscar Peterson, you know, maybe a little bit of Louie. Interestingly enough, what's his name? Miles Davis, to the best of my knowledge, never did Christmas music. Of course, they didn't have Kwanzaa back in his day, but that's another story. You can just imagine what Kwanzaa Christmas or Kwanzaa music must be like. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of difference. But, yeah, I can be digging on Billie Holiday any day of the year. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz for a Tuesday evening. And as I mentioned earlier, this is the best I've felt in several weeks. No guarantees it's going to continue that way. I made a decision that I'm sure a lot of my problem is tobacco-related. Not that I'm necessarily going to quit, but I'm going to. Certainly, I'm pulling back on it right now and went most of the day without one, and I'm just doing peachy, just peachy. Anyway, Robbie, on his program this afternoon, Flipside, and then once again just a short while ago on the National Intel Report, we talked about this week's special offering. Right this moment, just in case I run out of time later, understand that this week's special offering, once again, I'm returning to silver. I love silver. I cannot possibly get enough silver. I had a client call me today, needed to liquidate some gold pieces, and you know, so we did that. And if I'd had any smarts, I'd have said, look, folks, I got 4 quarter-ounce American Gold Eagles, but I've already sold them to a wholesaler. The client needs to turn his money very quickly. And that kind of stuff happens. It's life. But we've been offering peace dollars for the last 3 weeks, and people buy one rolls, two rolls. We've had people come in and buy 5, 6 rolls, whatever. And I was able to cut such a screaming deal with our supplier today. He offered me Morgan dollars for the same money as peace dollars. They're not calls. They're not. They don't have holes drilled in them. They're not worn out. Everything's pretty legible on them. Range of grade will be somewhere from very good to extra fine. Let's face it, it's selling for pretty much its junk silver equivalent, to be honest with you. And I do invite you to go to republictradinggroupinternational.com. Those of you who received the emails from Sandra when we put the special offerings out, you've got the basis of it. And if you want to go to the website and take a look, you can see some nice pictures. If you can't remember what Morgan dollars look like, because maybe you're getting senile, as I'm probably doing. My wife likes to accuse me of that. The problem is it takes one to know one in her case, so we just ignore it. But it's a great buy. You want to just buy 1, 2 rolls, whatever. The price is there. It's $620, exactly what we're selling peace dollars for. And it's a great way to get the new year started. Get you a bunch of silver, all you possibly can. And you can never go wrong with Morgan dollars. They normally carry a premium slightly above that of their junk content. But there's a much greater worldwide demand for Morgan dollars, that great, big, heavy coin that you know, was a part of winning the West, no different than a Colt revolver was, or a Winchester, whatever. So you take a look at RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com, click on the treasure hunt, which is a little, you know, treasure box up the upper right-hand section of the website, and click on, read about it, find out. If we can be of help, shoot me an email, and when I get off the air later tonight, we'll be glad to talk to you about it. One of the oldest nations in the world has got amazing history. Some of the greatest philosophers came from Egypt. And Greece and Rome. Greece has a storied history. I'm talking about the country of Greece, not what you lubricate your automobile with. Ray Hartwell talks to us today. Ray, for more than 10 years, he and his wife visited Greece every single year. He says in the past 16 months, he and his wife have been there for more than 6 weeks. They saw the transition from drachmas to euros and the chaos of preparation for the 2004 Olympics. They've seen the damage caused by forest fires, winter ice storms, and marveled at the stunning beauty of the islands and the rugged mainland terrain on which the ancient Greeks laid the very foundations of the society in which we exist under today, Western civilization. Ray and his wife have observed firsthand the demonstrators who camped out in Athens for more than 2 years have proven role models for the assorted Occupy protesters across the U.S. in recent months, and now presumably for Time Magazine's newest person of the year, as it were. And yet they've also spent many weeks in the Greek equivalent of what you and I refer to as flyover country, listening, looking at the lives of ordinary Greeks as their country is gripped by political and economic chaos. It's those latter folks, the real people whose stories are most important today, because their experiences both mirror and foreshadow our own here in the United States. Ray and his wife love Greece, and so in a way it pains them to share the observations about daily life in a country where the government has long since doubled down on unsustainable spending, complemented by cronyism, corruption, and a pervasive and out-of-control sense of entitlement. And now, the party is ending, as becomes apparent to all, both those who wish it to stop and those who want it to continue. Consequences be damned. That the Greek government has, to use Margaret Thatcher's prophetic phrase, simply run out of other people's money. What have ordinary Greeks experienced during this process? How are things working out there when those who take well outnumber those who make? How does the productive minority feel about the state of affairs? Ray tells us what he has heard, what he has seen. First, as we reconnoiter Athens, whose metropolitan area is home to about half of Greece's population of roughly 11 million people. Think about that. The entire population of Greece, is only about 2 million more than the entire population of New York City. In Greece, they have Constitution Square, or Syntagma, the broad plaza in central Athens, bordered by the Parliament and the Tomb of the Unknowns at its upper end, and by three of the city's classiest hotels along one side. At the foot of the square, along streets such as Irmou, lies a chic quarter in which fine shopping and upscale offices abound. Nearby, tourists and locals alike stroll to the shops and tavernas of the Plaka and to the foot of the Acropolis. And for more than 2 years now, Syntagma has been occupied by protesters. course, most call themselves indigents, an appellation that reflects their attitude. And as with the more recent Occupy movements in the United States, these protesters claim allegiance to a variety of unions and left-leaning activist groups. They squat in a scruffy tent city. Their message is mixed, but is essentially a demand for more unsustainable spending. They have an audacious sense of entitlement. Their conduct is marginal at the best of times, frequently flaring into violence and even vandalism. Spray paint is ubiquitous, besmirching the marble steps leading up to the front of the parliament, the walls and columns of the surrounding streets, the storefronts in the nearby shopping districts. The odor of urine is an unwelcome companion, not just in back alleys, but along the sidewalks of major streets near the parliament and along the walk to Hadrian's Arch. Windows have been broken, marble walls, columns smashed. No pride in their nation's history. No pride in its accomplishments. No pride in itself as a peoples, as a nation, as a land, as something that's been around for so many years. Destroy, destroy, destroy. Well, let's be clear about who's being targeted here. The shops that have been trashed are not just the chic brand names one finds in major cities all across Europe. No, these noble protesters have not confined their destruction to icons of wealth and power. They're equally destructive of small religious goods stores and assorted mom-and-pop establishments, much of the type that some of you out there own. These protesters disrespect all businesses, small and large, in the same ugly fashion. Much like the protesters in this country do. They have no respect for themselves, no respect for their parents. To be angry and to wish to create change and demand change and be a part of making that positive change is one thing. But these internationally sorry, spoiled little bastards, I think we ought to pepper spray them. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments and continue our story. After all, it's Greek to me.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Music from my good friend Richard Connick. Got a great email from Rich the other night. Richie's been listening to my program for a good number of years, and we stay in touch. And he does not get to join me as much as he once did. Richie comes from a very storied New Orleans music family, Richard Connick. And after we did the presentation last week on Bill of Rights Day, he was so absolutely blown away by what we had talked about that he just said, man, I got to thank you for that one. And it's good to get comments like that. Look, I know there's a lot of things I do on the air, folks, that a lot of you folks don't like. And you know what? And I'm sure that over the years it's certainly cost me some listeners. That's life. If they cannot take the truth, there's nothing I can do to change any of that. And if you don't like my delivery, well, that's a different story. But then for those of you who are sitting here listening, if that was a problem, well, you wouldn't be listening. So anyway, that was Rich Music, and that was done live at a set he did up in Manhattan some years ago and at a club with his musical group. And always good to hear that stuff. We got a lot more from Rich and many others, and I gotta tell you, time allowing, yeah, I would most likely, I would love to, you know, get a new music catalog together, get some new music going for next year, and we'll see what we can do that. But now, secondly, before I forget, yes, Roger Sales will be joining us for two nights this week. He'll be joining me both tomorrow, Wednesday, as is always, but we're putting together a special two-part presentation. He will be with me Thursday night as well. Next week, I will not be here at all. I am going to take the week off. My wife and I are going to go visit some family, and I'm going to be rebroadcasting five nights in a row, five very specifically chosen programs with Roger Sales, and part of it's to come back and reintroduce you from the very beginning for those of you who do not catch it all, to understand the basis for all of this. And so I will be rerunning it. Now, it's not that I won't be available. If you've got calls you want to inquire into making purchases or liquidating some of your gold or silver, whatever the case may be, I will be available. But I will not be broadcasting live next week at all. And I need the time away. I've got an aunt I have to. It's been interesting. I found out in the last 2 weeks that my stepfather is succumbing to cancer. He's been given stage 4 status, inoperable. And yet these dumb jerks cannot set up a doctor's appointment to meet with him until February. Well, he's going to be croaked by then. Secondly, anybody calling me at this hour isn't going to be able to reach me because we are on the air. I have a funny feeling who it may be. Nope, it's an unknown number, so that's somebody that cannot reach me. And I found out yesterday my aunt, my father's sister, is succumbing probably within a matter of days. Need to spend some family time. I need to take care of some business. So that's amongst the reasons we're taken out of here next week. Back to our commentary. Talking about Greece, we're talking about the protesters in Greece, very much like the Occupy Wall Street protesters. And I made a comment just before the break that I'm sure was offensive to some of you, because I made reference to them as little bastards. Well, in effect, that many of them are. They're spoiled children whose mother and father, as I've said to you before, have been wiping their bottoms and changing their diapers since they were little children. And every time these little brats got into trouble, whether they were rich kids or not so rich kids, mommy and daddy were there to bail them out of jail when they got arrested for drunk driving, or, you know, bail them out of economic difficulty when they're having a hard time in college because they're too lazy to work their way through school. They feel that they are entitled to a new Xbox or a new cell phone for Christmas, or they're entitled to, a free education in every respect. They don't count the fact that mommy and daddy have mortgaged their butts to the hilt, which has now put mommy and daddy in an upside down situation in their home. So they're raging at the system. And yet they're helping to create and bring the system down by living off what they consider to be entitlements being paid out by the government, even to the point that in this country, in the United States of America, they are demanding that their student loans be completely, wiped out. So we talked about in Greece is not much different than it's happening here. Broken windows, businesses being forced to shut down because these kids respect all business, small and large, in this very same ugly fashion. The police, the union members, after all, have done little to prevent the violence and the property destruction. This is in Greece. And their inaction, as we heard many say, Ray tells us, is simply emboldened the thuggish elements among the protesters. The question is we have in this country is how many of the protesters are the actual thugs? Or in fact, has it been union involvement and the thugs have been sent in to disrupt? When we come back, we'll address the issue further. Thanks. Stay with us. Over and out. Can't you hear the sound of joy and happiness coming over?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We don't play too often. I have to pull my list up, see if I can figure out what in the heck that thing's called. Once in a while, I blank on some of this stuff, and I can't remember what in the world that piece is. That could be Cannonball Adderley. No. Yeah, I'm not sure. I just can't think of what it is. Not a big deal. All the rest of these names I land on here. Oh, wait a minute. What do you want to bet it's this one? If it is, I'll let you know here real quick. No, that's not it. That's not the one. Well, we're getting close. Certainly can't be this one. I know that piece of music. Yeah, it's got to be one of these. No, it's not that one either. Yeah, Bennett, why do you try to figure all this nonsense out? There it is. Dizzy Gillespie, Man from Monterey, I think. Yep, that's what it is, old Diz. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz for a Tuesday evening. Talking about Greece, so much of the world began in Greece. And we certainly talked about the protests that began in Egypt last year. It's spreading all over Europe. Spain, Portugal, France, Greece. It's like the name of an Eddie Murphy movie, Coming to America. It's already come. For ordinary Athenians, the ongoing occupation, and that's what it really is, it is an occupation, no less, no more than a war, has had a variety of unpleasant consequences. A young school teacher shops for her parents. They're afraid to leave their apartment. Other Athenian friends tell us that union thugs sympathetic to the indigents frequently intimidate ordinary citizens, whether they're shopping or going to work or simply out for a walk. Understandable when one considers that the protesters' goal is to bring everything to a halt. Quite simply, that means disrupting the public's ability to carry on with daily life. People are told they should have known what would happen. They should stay off the streets. The disruption, of course, is aimed at more than the general population. The strikes and other unannounced work stoppages cause electricity and water service outages frequently. Many are deliberately timed for late afternoon to maximize discomfort for tourists checking into hotels or restaurants preparing evening meals. It's tough to cook and wash dishes without electricity or hot water. Where it's designed to disrupt merchants trying to make sales at the peak shopping time of the day. you know, electronic cash registers, inventory systems go down when the power fails, and so on and so forth. And so in Greece, the tourism-based economy has experienced at least two consecutive years of double-digit declines in hotel bookings. Business is bad. And guess what? That kills private sector jobs and shrinks tax revenues. So each problem compounds the other. Moreover, security concerns have led to a number of very visible, not to mention annoying, changes in daily life. Women are warned not to wear expensive jewelry and to carry their purses carefully in downtown Athens. Banks in the same area are all, they all have airlock entrances. That is, customers must enter one at a time, stepping first through an outer door into an enclosed compartment where they are observed and photographed before the inner door opens to admit them to the lobby of the bank. But this is Athens, the epicenter of the protest. Surely things are more placid in smaller cities and towns. In a sense, that is so. But there is less in a way of the brazen property destruction going on with the police standing by and watching. Not as much spray paint. Not so many promenades that reek of urine. And yet all is not well in Greek flyover country. If anything, in the hinterlands, one can more readily observe the pernicious effects of the government's irresponsible policies, much like the irresponsible policies of our government. Most of our time in Greece, Ray says, has been spent not in Athens, but on an island in the North Aegean. It bears a striking resemblance to the fictional isle in the film Mamma Mia. Getting there requires a healthy drive from Athens to Thessaloniki, to a port town. I may well not be pronouncing the cities correctly. It's all Greek to me. And then it's followed by a few hours on a flying cat or one of the other passenger ships that ply the Aegean. Steeply mountainous and heavily forested, the island's beautiful beaches are complemented by orchards and olive groves along their roads and on its many hillsides. Modern conveniences of the usual sorts, but inland one can find monasteries and churches that are centuries old, and terrain challenging enough that it provided concealment for resistance fighters during the Nazi occupation. It's not uncommon to see traffic on the country roads blocked by herds of goats. The permanent population of the island is around 5,000, so it's really a small town that happens to be in the middle of the Aegean. And from our annual visits, Ray says, we know scores of residents spanning the generations and socioeconomic strata. Over the past couple of years, we've talked with many of them about the situation in Greece. We've learned a great deal from discussions with a diverse group that includes a retired and formerly very successful businessman about 70 years of age, several small business proprietors, an assortment of locals who work in various restaurants, hotels, other enterprises. And on the island, we're far from the tear gas and spray paint of the nation's capital. The wind brings us smells of pine, dill, mountain oregano, and the sea, not the urine and tear gas of central Athens. And yet, although the pace is slower, we hear echoed some of the same themes sounded by friends in Athens. Chief among them, and often stated with exasperation, is the complaint that nobody wants to work. The young adults, it is said, have ambition only for public function jobs, which offer, well, at least before this year, great security and benefits, and are not so demanding as to interfere with going to the clubs at night. And thus a small business proprietor we know says he's unable to hire young Greeks when he and his wife want to harvest their olives. As a result, the jobs and the pay go to Albanian immigrants. Incidentally, these are not illegal immigrants. That's another story, and a very serious one for Greece, as it is in this country. Rather, these are legal immigrants, generally already working at other jobs the local Greeks have spurned. And so the Albanians who moonlight picking olives for our friends are doing jobs that could be done by young Greeks on the island. But those are the jobs that the young Greeks won't do. Similarly, many of the servers and other employees at the local hotels and restaurants are not Greek. Most of them come from other and less affluent Balkan countries. A young woman who supervises the wait staff at a very fine local restaurant tells us that she finds all of this frustrating. given the local character and cuisine of the restaurant, she would prefer to have a Greek staff. She tells us she cannot find Greeks who want the work, especially with the lure of public jobs and government benefits. Some other friends own a taverna, or tavern, at one of the island's beautiful beaches. This past summer, they told us the Greek economy is stagnant, in part because of overwhelming uncertainty. Overwhelming uncertainty? Psh. I tell you, these calls are just stacking up left and right, and I can't handle them. I'm on the air, folks. Oh, man. Cannot find Greeks who want to work. No one will hire. Employers are paralyzed by uncertainty about new regulations, new taxes, and fees as the result of austerity measures. No one can predict the cost of taking on new employees. People are depressed. They feel helpless about the situation. As a result, they say, while acknowledging that the work ethic is not robust, for those who want to work, there is no work. Another acquaintance, a very successful businessman from Athens who has retired to the island, says frankly that for much of his adult life he was on the left, very anti-American. Now, however, he confides that if he and others had learned from America in the 80s and 90s, Greece would be in a different and better place. Of course, he smiles and chides us that we Americans seem not to have learned from the sad experience of Greece in recent years. A woman we know manages one of the island's nicest hotels. In her mid-40s, she has had this job since the hotel was built in the early 1990s. She has seen the tourist business on the island up close and for almost two decades. These past 2 years, she says, business has trended downward steadily, unlike islands such as Mykonos, which has a very high clientele, largely unaffected by the global recession. The island is a destination for middle-income families and other tourists of relatively modest means. People, in other words, much more likely to forego a vacation because of economic pressures. And she also tells us, and we have experienced firsthand, that when strikes shut down electricity and water in Athens, they have the same effect on the island. Worse yet, ferry services disrupted frequently, snarling schedules and causing a high volume of cancellations. Sometimes the ferry service is stopped altogether and sometimes only partially, as there are different companies operating the vessels, and at times strikes will affect some but not all. And as with air travel interruptions for the economies, the island's economy, any cancellation of shipping is a recipe for chaos. Of course, the strikes that cause such severe damage to the island's economy can be traced back to the protesters and politicians in Athens. And the working Greeks in either place, from taxi drivers to storekeepers and lawyers, will say candidly, we brought this on ourselves. We voted for government programs we could not afford. Now it has caught up with us. Sadly, this disarming honesty is not on display where it is most needed in Athens, either among politicians in the parliament nor among protesters camped in Syntagma. You see, the same Greeks who acknowledge that they are reaping what they have sown also recognize that the road back from fiscal ruin will be long and rugged. It's almost understandable that many would prefer simply to avert their eyes, somehow keep the good times rolling, but the majority know that the reckoning has arrived. The power of unions and the disproportionate number of people on the public payrolls will continue to be a major challenge. For a number of years, Greece has suffered massive private sector job losses. And yet until the current austerity measures, there were no layoffs of civil servants. The public sector grew even as the private sector, which paid the bills, was shrinking. And now public sector wages and benefits will be slashed and the public sector workforce will be reduced significantly. And another challenge will be dealing with a culture of corruption which pervades the economy and daily life. In Greece, corruption and cronyism clear away obstacles for the politically connected, while ordinary businesses are stifled by onerous red tape and regulation. Does any of this sound familiar to you? We could take out the word Greece and put in Washington, D.C. We could put in the United States of America, and you would not know the difference. Had to take a break. Throat's going dry. To illustrate, Ray continues, we've heard from numerous acquaintances, both in Athens and on the island, that were receiving medical treatment in a timely fashion under the Greek national, i.e. socialized healthcare system, routinely requires the payments of bribes. Cash passed under the table in envelopes known as fekilaki. And if you're Greek and you speak it, fine, chide me. All I can do is try to do it phonetically. Did you understand what I just said? Receiving medical treatment in a timely fashion under the Greek national socialized, i.e. Obama-type healthcare system, routinely requires the payment of bribes, cash passed under the table. So you see, Greece thus provides proof of the bumper sticker line, if you think healthcare is expensive now, just wait until it's free. From payments for medical office visits and surgery in hospitals to bribes to tax officials and town planning clerks for building permits, the corrupt cash cow has sunk its roots deep. Add to the list of challenges weaning the population off dependency on government entitlements. Job creation would help, but the very government policies the protesters seek to perpetuate have made economic growth unlikely in the near term. And with the GDP shrinking at an annual rate of 5%, unemployment is now almost 20%, and among the young, it's in excess of 40%. We're talking Greece here, people, not the United States of America, not yet. It's in the olive groves on the island across country immigrants, many of them illegals, seem to hold more jobs than the young Greeks. For many of the latter, the preference for public function jobs and dependency on government largesse is persistent. And for the better educated and more ambitious among the younger Greeks, most seek to emigrate. That is not a good combination. And yet one hopes that the austerity measures will succeed, that Greece will claw its way back economically and cure its culture of chronic corruption. To get from here to there, Greece, or America, will have to counter the clout of the unions, replace cronyism with competition, and adopt a simple, compliance-friendly tax system. Perhaps a flat tax of the sort enacted by a number of its Balkan neighbors who seem to be doing somewhat better. These are all tall orders, but a country with the rich heritage of Greece should be up to the challenges. And then, one fine day, Greece will again be competitive economically, not only with other European Union member states, but also with its Balkan neighbors and Turkey. We wish them well. We also wish well the lessons of Greece be absorbed by the Americans, chiefly Estados Unidos. That's where we reside. Commentary that I've shared with you, written by one Ray Hartwell, a U.S. Navy veteran, a Washington lawyer. I could easily have spent 20 minutes. I could have revamped the entire presentation. The question that Ray asks in the title of his article, is this where we are headed? Stay with me, my friends. We'll be back in just a few moments with some closing and maybe final comments.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you will turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life a wreck.
We're back for the final couple minutes. I found this to be an interesting commentary tonight because I think it is a mirror for where we as a nation are going. And although much of the Occupy Wall Street protests seem to have subsided over the last few weeks, predominantly because most of them were being held in very, very cold country, and the kids decided to go back to their dorms or back to their apartments with their warm, toasty blankets and a place where they could brush their teeth and urinate as opposed to the streets. So I hope you got something out of this. It's one of these things that you may like to go back and pick up the archives later this evening or tomorrow and re-listen to it. It's something to think about. It's just, we're looking at another country, but it's like we're not. We're looking at ourselves. Morgan Silver Dollars. First minted in 1878, kind of the product of America's largest silver strike, which occurred at the Comstock Lode in northern Nevada in the mid-1870s. Carson City silver dollars came out of there, some of the rarest and most desirable, but that's not what we're talking about tonight, not the true collectible pieces. I strongly invite you to go to the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Click on the treasure hunt in the upper right-hand section of the page. I know I've continued to get calls as this program has gone on. I will do my best to return those calls quickly. Some great packages. I've been able to get Morgan Silver Dollars for pretty much the same price as peace dollars that we've been offering the last couple of weeks. You can purchase individual rolls from Republic Trading Group for $620 plus the shipping and handling. Or you can take advantage of today's Bob Chapman special offering, something we've not done for quite a while. A 10-roll bag minimum, which will get you 200 Morgan Silver dollars at the same price that we would make peace dollars available for. Far more desirable. They're older coins. To me, that coin is America in every respect. You can pick up the full Chapman pack for $6,200 delivered. And that will include, for new listeners, new subscribers, a brand new, fully paid one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. For those of you who have been subscribers, we will renew your subscription. You can set up a gift subscription for, somebody who may have some funds that you think they may be spending. I don't care if they don't spend money. That's never the issue. To get information in front of them that might save their bacon. And you know what? If you don't need the subscription, a renewal, or a gift subscription, I'll pick up the cost of the shipping and save you $20 off the deal. Take a look at it on the website. It's under the Treasure Hunt heading. Those of you who are on our email list would have probably received some of those notifications by Sandra today of this package. Or you can try giving us a call at 1-800-691-7898. If you get the voicemail, please leave your name and a number. We'll get back to you. Best way to reach me is by email. I can respond as I'm on the fly. Anyway, the music man says it's time to go. Thanks for taking the time to spend your valuable time with me this evening. Until we meet again without apology. And by the way, that will be tomorrow night with Roger Sales. I am Jeffrey Bennett. Good night.
Gold, ever climbing.